Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Pipeline is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
All right, people. We're not back, but welcome, people, to another episode of The Hot Seat with DJ Malone. Man, you guys know I love to bring you the hottest topics with the hottest people all around the globe, man. And tonight is no exception. Tonight, people, we got Fleet Model, all the way from the Fleet DJs. Man, she does a whole bunch of things, but I'd rather for her to tell you versus to me. You dig what I'm saying? So make sure you guys stay in tune. 773-897-3976 is the number to call in. Let's go ahead and get her in real quick. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, anytime, man. And I want to say this. I apologize for what happened yesterday. It was just a fluke missituation, I guess. And happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. So let's go ahead and go back into a time machine real quick. And let's talk about it. How did it all begin? How did you start into the modeling field?
I started in the modeling field as soon as I graduated high school. I was the top athlete in this entire school, so they set up a photo shoot for me and two other females from other schools, and they put us on the front cover of Las Vegas Athletic Club magazine, so that's where it all started.
Okay, definitely. Now, are you more into pinup, glamour? Well, I mean, what are you in?
My set style right now that I have is more of the provocative, sexy lingerie, a couple of fitness that I've done, but I'm trying to diverse out more into like being just more diverse, having more different high fashion, couture, more things to bring to the table than just the average sexiness.
Yeah, I'm hearing the high fashion. That's where the place is to be. So, Definitely. Now, let me ask you this. Now, in the modeling game, has there ever been a situation where you got with a photographer and it just didn't come out right, or the suit wasn't right, the vibe wasn't cool? And give us your opinion on that.
Yes, I have had one time where I met up with a photographer, and I got there, and we were doing like a lacy underwear with a cut-up white beater, something sexy. And we would be in the middle of shooting, and he would be like, oh, excuse me, I got to take this call really quick. And we're like in the back alleys. I don't know where I'm at. And he was like, okay, we can continue shooting. 2 minutes later, he'd be like, I got to take this call again. It was like super suspicious. So I'm sitting here looking around like, okay, if I see another car pull up, we're going to have some problems. But nothing happened, but I didn't even get my photos from him. I never received my photos. So that was a lesson learned.
Oh, wow, man. That's crazy, man. Do you think a lot of models should learn about the business as well? It's just not being about, well, it is about being a pretty face, but it's more about art. So do you think a lot of models should learn about the business?
Of course. I mean, if you're going to invest in anything, especially your time and money, you definitely need to know what's going on in the modeling industry. You just can't shoot with anyone. Like, you have to do background checks on them, network, ask people who they've worked with, hey, have you worked with this person? How are they? Are they professional? You know, you got to get down to it, because that's time being wasted if you don't.
Definitely, man. Now, I understand that you're in the military. Big up to you. I really support that and give you a hand clap. How did you get into there? And, well, I mean, everybody knows this, you know, how to get into the Army, but what made you want to pursue the Army?
I'm from Las Vegas, grew up, born and raised, and I was living at home with my mom, no car, working 3 part-time jobs, taking care of my daughter, and I just there was just had to be more in life that I needed to do. Like, it wasn't cutting it. And I was like, well, I need to make a decision to either work more jobs or just join the military. And in the long run, it'll work out because I don't have it right now. So it's really hard to serve and then be away from your kids. So all I can think about is just in the long run, all the sacrifice and the time away, it'll pay off.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Now, I know that you said that you had kids and everything. In the modeling world, do you, because I look back at sometimes, because I do a little bit of photography, and some of the things that I, you know, the eye candy sides, the glamour, the erotic such, sometimes I look back and I wouldn't want my kids to see that and then try to imitate that. So with you being a mother, are you careful about the suits that you do as far as, you know, it's getting out there or just the way that, you know, it comes across to the public?
At first, I was not. I think a lot of models go the route of doing the sexy, doing the eye candy just to get their name out there. And that's exactly what I did. I went straight into doing lingerie, doing Flavor Girl, and it was just to build my brand. And that's how I got out there. But from now, if another female were to come up to me and say, hey, I want to get into the modeling industry, what tips do you have for me? And I will let them know that that's not a route that they have to choose. Like, there's so many different other options if they just knew and had the right person to talk to. So I'm more careful of what I shoot with, and I'm staying away from the more provocative look and switching into more glamour.
Definitely. Cool. All right, man, let's get into some real funny, cool questions, man. You know, let's get to know Lisa's personality. Now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. So, for example, if I say that you like candy or fast food better, you pick whichever one you like better. So that's how this game works. So check this out. Now, I'm going to throw some easy ones at you real quick, but all right, here we go. Reese's or Hershey's?
Neither.
Neither. Which one? What do you prefer? What's your taste?
I don't eat chocolate, so they both are chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll scratch that one out. Don't worry about that. We'll scratch it. R&B or hip hop?
R&B.
Okay, definitely. Let's go more deeper. Jill Scott or Lauryn Hill?
Ooh, Lauryn Hill.
Ooh, damn, you just going to cut Jill off like that? That's crazy. Definitely, man. How did you get into the Fleet Models? How did you go about doing that?
I was posting my pictures up on Instagram and my Model Mayhem, and I came across Adrian Zeno, and he reached out to me, told me about the Fleet Nation. We talked, and I like their organization. They're more about helping, you know, helping one another, building each other up. We're all trying to start from somewhere. And I like the organization how it was, so I decided to stay with them.
Okay, definitely. How's it been since being with them for a while? Has it been good? Have you been getting more gigs? How's it been?
It's been steady. I haven't really been that interactive due to a lot of training that I do, deployments and pre-deployment training. So I haven't really been involved as much as I should. But this year it looks pretty clear, so I should be getting more involved.
Definitely. If you could, let me do it like this. Let me rephrase the question. Give me the most creative photo shoot you would like to do, just off the top of your head.
Oh, man. The most creative photo shoot I would like to do would be something that I'm currently working on pretty soon, because I'm in Colorado and it's snowing out here, but I want to do something in the snow, and it shows like a native shoot in the snow. It's going to be pretty hard, but that's something I really want to pull off.
Definitely, man. Give us a Facebook, the Twitter, everything where they can find you.
Excuse me?
Give me the Facebook and the Twitter, everything where they can find you.
Facebook is Lista Duatini Hodges, and my Instagram is Lista Marie _. And that's the only social medias I have.
Oh wow! Yeah, so you don't have the Snapchat, nothing like that.
No, I try to minimize my social media intake.
Yeah, it's crazy now because it's like you have to be on so many different networks, and it's like, I mean, the kids get it, but it's crazy, man.
It's trouble sometimes, and it's overwhelming. Like, it's always competition. Somebody's doing this, somebody's doing that, and I just bear it down. There's too many fake profiles, too. Like, I've seen too many fake profiles of myself, so I was like, you know what? Just narrow it down to two,
wow.
And that's it.
So you've been a victim of that as somebody using your pictures?
Yes.
How did that go? I've seen people, but I never knew how they dealt with it. So how did you deal with it, going about that?
So I would just check my Facebook randomly, and some stranger will write me like, hey, here's a link. Someone's impersonating you. I just thought I'd let you know. And I'm like, okay, so I'll check it out, open it up. Sure enough, there's all my pictures. And mostly they're using my military uniform, and they're scamming people. So they're telling them, hey, what's your bank account number? I can help you get money. And that it makes me feel horrible because they think it's me, and they're scamming people for their money, and that's not how it is. And I get in touch with the help desk, and I tell them they're impersonating me, and I fill out the paperwork, upload my ID, but yet nothing still gets done. So it doesn't matter how many times people report it. You call in, you do all the documents, they still don't even take the page down.
Wow. It's crazy, man. But you know what, though? I always tell people this. It's messed up, but at the same time, you're beautiful enough to do it. So that's one maybe a good way to look at it, maybe. I don't know. But, hey, I appreciate you coming through and being a guest on here. Give us a booking info if people want to book you for a suit or anything like that.
Booking info, you can email me at listamarie11@gmail.com, and that's my only booking inquiry.
Definitely. Cool. One more question before we get the hell up out of here. What do you think about Instagram models? I mean, there's a lot of these cats that are going around here saying that they're models. They've never been published. Some of them have never even worked with a real photographer. What's your take on this?
Instagram models. Oh, man. I don't really have much to say on them. It's if you want to do something, go out there and do it. You don't have to pretend that you're somebody that you're not just to get likes. And society these days are so caught up on being liked and accepted by everybody, and it's not always about that. You got to find your own true self. So if you want to get those likes and you want to pursue yourself as a model, get out there and do the work. Don't sit there and post up and make you seem like you popping and you ain't.
Definitely. Real, man. Well, Lisa, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate everything that you do, you came through, and thank you for serving our country, man. I salute you.
Thank you very much. I will keep in touch with you.
Definitely. Okay, well, till next time, man, and I'll have Zeno get you all the information.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.